Bart Morantz, welcome to the KERA Newsroom.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me here.
What are some of the challenges that the talented kids in your program today are facing when they try to move on and develop a career in music?
Today, we are so saturated with incredible musicians who have come through not the street, but the classroom. And then they've blossomed into great musicians. So this is what we're producing now. And there is a huge amount of great musicians available to the industry. And it's a bit scary. So it's a lot different than when Roy or Nora or Erica were coming up in that short 20-year span. They had a much better chance of hitting it big. But this is one of the things that I love about what I do, and that is that we really feed the industry. We have 8 kids with 31 Grammys, but you probably haven't heard of the majority of those kids who have won those. If you look during my era, it was all based on big bands, and that's what I played on, and that's gone. We teach kids now in the classroom the American Songbook, and that's how they're going to earn a living, playing in trios, quartets, and quintets, doing all kinds of commercial work and earning a living in this industry.
You've been teaching for more than 30 years.
Correct, yeah.
What else has changed about teaching jazz?
Well, I think the kids have changed. The students have gotten to a point now where instant gratification is a norm. You can press a button on a computer and get whatever you want. And in the music industry, it's the exact opposite. It's 5 to 7 hours a day of practice. And we have few kids now that are willing to sacrifice their time and make that kind of commitment to an art form. It's rare that you get students that will, even though they may have a very mature approach to playing at an early age, you still have to back up and look at each note in time with center to pitch and make sure that you're in tune and listen to the right music and do all the things very slowly to become a consistent and fine musician. They expect it to happen very, very quickly. And the music does not happen quickly.
How many schools are teaching jazz these days?
Almost every college and almost every high school in America has some kind of jazz offered. It's something the kids want.
So is there a challenge that's common in high school jazz education?
Yeah, I think the real challenge is that to be a jazz instructor, you have to understand jazz music, and very few people do. I think jazz is a four-letter word that people apply to a lot of different styles and kinds of music. To be a bebopper is a unique and very challenging, amazing thing. To change keys 12 times in one song when there are only 12 keys is probably the most sophisticated thing you can do on the planet, to me, artistically anyway. And today, to teach this on the high school level in particular, it's very difficult. A lot of guys and gals don't know the inner workings of the music, although I'm very glad to have them in the classroom introducing kids to it. So it's a two-edged sword.
Bart Morantz, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Oh, my pleasure.